5 long, bloody years have passed since the resurrected Sith Dominion began its conquest of the galaxy. Countless star systems have fallen in its slow march towards the galactic core. Resistance movements crumble before the terrible might of the dark side. It seems that soon, the entire Outer Rim will fall to the Sith's tyranny. But hope is not yet lost. The valiant knights of the Jedi Order, defenders of the galaxy and legendary enemies of the Sith, remain dauntless. Hundreds of Jedi have given their lives to slow the Dominion's advance. But the tide of war seems inevitable. The Jedi Council has ordered all remaining Jedi to retreat to the Mid-Rim territories. But the Order has come too late to the desert world of Ryleth, the Galactic Republic's final foothold in the Outer Rim. As the planet's last outposts fall under Sith control, Jedi Padawan Lyra Tall fights desperately to survive. Unbeknownst to her, however, a long-lost friend received her plea for help and rushes to her rescue, though their reunion may be less sweet than she had imagined.
They're right behind me. We need to get out of atmosphere now. The Sith control the airfields now. Their fighters will be on us any second. Go, go! Shit, there they are. They're gaining on us. You better set our route fast, pilot, because I'm jumping us to light speed whether you're ready or not. All right, unlocking safeties, routing power to hyperdrive. 3, 2, 1, engage! Okay. We made it. Looks like, hull is intact. Shields nominal, ETA to the mid-rim, rally point. 12 hours. We made it. We're safe. That was close. Too close. I almost didn't. Anyway, thank you, pilot. That was some tight flying. If it weren't for you, I would have... Oh, you're a Jedi Knight. I'm so sorry. I didn't notice your robes when I got on. I was a little distracted. Well, I think the nav computer can take things from here. Why don't you turn around so I can thank you face to... Oh. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. I can't believe. I don't know what to. Just come here and hug me. Hug me. Hug me. Hug me. Oh, my stars. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's you. I thought I would never see you again. I thought. Ah, never mind. I'm just so happy to see you. Like, what are the odds of seeing you all the way out here? This is incredible. This is, holy shit, how many years has it been? It feels like decades. How have you been? Where have you been? Have you, Okay. Sorry, fine. I'll slow down. I'm just... This is a little overwhelming. I thought I felt something when I saw your ship, but I never expected... I mean, how could I have expected? One minute I'm running for my life, the next I'm staring at my best, oldest friend who I haven't seen since... Okay, you're right. Calming down. The adrenaline is still wearing off. And now that it's wearing off, it turns out I'm exhausted. I don't suppose you have any water, do you? Anywhere to sit? You do. Good, because I think my legs are turning to mush. Lead the way. This is a cozy little hold. In fact, this whole ship is nice. Whose is it? This thing definitely isn't standard Republic issue. Oh, it's yours? Holy shit, that's amazing! How did you get it? Okay, let's sit down. We clearly have a lot of catching up to do. And I think the first thing on the agenda is those robes. You're a knight? A real, bona fide Jedi knight? That's incredible. Congratulations. When did this happen? Wait. You're on Kabindi. Seriously. Whoa. That's intense. The troopers in my unit were talking about that battle for months. No wonder they knighted you after that. From the sound of it, you were lucky to make it out alive. This is so crazy. I never expected you to get knighted before me. I'm actually due to be knighted too, you know. It was supposed to happen last week, but the ceremony never happened because it doesn't matter. Anyway, I can't believe how long it's been. We have so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Oh, I've never seen your lightsaber, have I? Well, whip it out. That hilt is a little modest, isn't it? I mean, it's got all the important parts, I guess, but... Where's the style, man? Where's the flash? Okay, I'm sorry. It's very you, I guess. Good to see you haven't changed that much. No, that was a compliment, I swear. I just meant... Calm down. Quit moping and turn it on already. Ugh. Seriously? Blue? I take back that apology from a second ago. Boring. Okay, fine. I'll say something nice. That's a really nice shade of blue. It's deep, well-developed, and the beam looks, like, super stable. Nice focusing crystal. Well, what did you expect? That's the best I can do. You have not given me a lot to work with. All right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I guess. On that note, behold this shit. Ta-da! What do you think? I spent months designing this shit. You'll notice that it has all the functional stuff yours does, but it also just so happens to be a work of art. Note the subtle ergonomic curves, the graceful gold and black accents, the way the controls have been artfully sunken into the... Are you kidding me?
Of course I'm proud of it. Just look at it.
Okay, fine.
I guess some people are hopeless when it comes to taste.
Well, might as well show you the beam.
Check that out.
Yep. Purple. That part, I didn't plan. When I was hunting for a crystal, this one just kind of spoke to me, you know? It called out to me, I guess. Like I had seen it before. Like it was made for me. It was, I don't know. Sometimes those force connections can be hard to describe. Know what I mean? Yeah, I guess you of all people would understand. Speaking of that, do you ever think about that night? The last time we saw each other? While we were apart, did you ever, think about me? That's good. That's good, because, I thought about you. I thought about you a lot. The morning after our little farewell party, I ended up with Master Farah. Did you know that? Ironic, I know. The whole time I was at the temple, I complained about her every chance I got, took every opportunity to get away from her rules and stern looks and lectures, and there I was, stuck with her until who knows when. But turns out she wasn't so bad, you know? She really cared about the Force, about people, and about me, too. The council asked her to take a Padawan, and she requested me specifically. Wanted to whip me into shape, I guess. And she did. That sounds unlikely, I know, but she really did. She was strict with me, and I got angry with her sometimes, but she taught me everything. Everything I always wanted to know, and everything I never even knew I wanted to know. Like, we went on this peacekeeping mission, right? You know the story. Two Hutt space warlords get into a turf war, start burning down villages, and the Jedi get called in to mediate. Well, when we get there, turns out they're slavers bickering about who gets to keep the pretty ones. I nearly lost my head then and there, you know? And if I had my way, they would have lost their heads, but it was Hutt space, so we had no jurisdiction. Freeing the slaves, that would be against the rules. And Master Farah knew that, but she did something anyway. That night, after the peace talks, she snuck out among the slaves and just talked to them. I don't know what she said, but it must have been pretty convincing. The next morning, the slaves stormed the palace, dragged the slavers out into the street, and took back their freedom. And we hardly did anything. No lightsabers, no force powers, just hope. Master Farah, she followed the rules and broke them at the same time. And that was the best lesson I could have ever asked for. She showed me that the Jedi and the Force are two different things. The Jedi wanted us to keep the peace, but the Force doesn't care about peace. The Force cares about life. The Force cares about freedom. And that is what matters. So, when the war started, we knew what we had to do. We went wherever the council told us to, saving whoever we could. It was awful. We couldn't save them all, you know? No matter how hard I fought, I still had to watch so many innocent people die. And when I got into my first duel, when I killed my first Sith, Master Farah held me as I cried. I wasn't supposed to feel that way. You know, I wasn't supposed to cry, but
She understood.
She helped me control the anger and the grief, and she helped me find the Force. It went on like that for years. Until now. Until Ryleth. We had a unit of troopers and some Twi'lek militia. Our mission was to protect their city. The Sith invaded on the other side of the planet, and we coordinated supply routes with the other outposts. But one by one, the other outposts went silent. Silent. Until we were the only ones left. Then the order to evacuate came in. The Council told us to leave the system and regroup in the mid-rim. There were thousands and thousands of Twi'lek in the city, so we asked the Council when the evacuation ships would come to pick them up. But there were no evacuation ships. The order was just for us. The Council told us to leave them, to abandon them to the Sith. How could they do that? How could they abandon all these people? What kind of Jedi would turn their back on them in their time of need? How dare they ask me to do that? No, I couldn't do that. Never. I refused. I refused. And so did Master Farah. We stuffed our ship with as many people as we could, sent them off to the rendezvous, and prepared for a last stand. Prepared to die. And we held them off for as long as we could. We fought so hard. We fought so fucking hard, but there were too many. They overwhelmed us. We weren't strong enough. Master Farah died today. She was the greatest Jedi I've ever known. I owe her everything. But I couldn't save her. I watched the Sith cut her to pieces, and I ran. I ran as fast as I could. I kept running, and I knew they were chasing me, and I could barely think. I could barely breathe. I was afraid, and I couldn't feel anything. There was just fear and anger, and I couldn't feel the Force. For the first time in my life, I couldn't feel it, and all I could think of was our last night together. How you made me feel so safe and whole and pure, and all I could think to do was to reach out for you. I cried and I ran and I reached out. I reached out with all my heart and I begged you to help me. And you heard me, didn't you? You could feel me reaching out, and that's why you're here. For me, right? Yeah, I thought so. It's not supposed to work out that way, you know? We shouldn't be able to touch each other from so far away. We've both gotten stronger, but that kind of thing should still be beyond us. But it's not the first time we've done it, is it? Over all those years, there were so many nights when I felt terrible. Totally cut off from the light, like I was a failure, like everything was hopeless, like I should just lay down and die. But then I would lay in my bed, close my eyes, and reach out for you. And sometimes I could feel you reaching back. From light years away, I could feel you, like your fingertips brushing against mine in the dark. Like your lips on my forehead. I thought I was fooling myself, you know? I thought I was imagining it. I wanted to see your face again so badly, I could have convinced myself of anything. But I wasn't imagining it, was I? You were reaching out for me, too. All those nights, you felt the same way. We felt it together. The same thing. Like we were one. Last night together, it never ended. For all those years, I felt it every night. I felt you inside me, and not having you beside me, it destroyed me. Some nights, I wanted to die. I couldn't take it.
But you're here. You're finally here. And I'm never gonna let you go again. Never. I can't. This war, the Jedi, none of it makes sense to me anymore, but you do. You're the only thing I want. You're all I need. Please hold me. Hold me and never let go. I love this feeling. Our minds touching, I've never felt anything like it. Not with anyone else. Before we go any further, I have to tell you something. I've been with someone else. This boy on Dantooine. Just a traitor, nobody special. He was nice. He was really pretty, too. I met him when I was staking out a smuggling ring out there, and for a couple of weeks, he and I had a really nice time. He was good. But every time when we were together, I didn't feel anything, you know? I mean, it felt good, but it felt kind of empty. I guess, like no matter how hard I tried, I could never really connect with him. Like, we were puzzle pieces that weren't made to fit together. And that's when I started reaching out for you. When I started waiting for you. Because I realized that this thing we have, it isn't just an adolescent delusion. You and I, the Force made us for each other, two halves of the same person. This right here, it's the only connection I'll ever have, and it's the only one I'll ever need. So, have you been with anybody, I mean? No? Taking your vows very seriously, I see. No, I'm not laughing at you, I promise. I'm laughing because that makes me really happy, because it'll make tonight even more special. Shh, I know you don't have any experience. I don't care, really, just, I don't care. Relax and let me take the lead. Sit back, I'm gonna sit in your lap. There we go. That's perfect. We fit together nicely like this, don't you think? Me straddling you, my arms around you, our foreheads pressed together. I can really feel you like this, with my body, with my mind, every way there is to feel you. Oh, looks like you can feel me too. Getting hard? I can feel you starting to press up against me through your robes. That's really good. Well, I think I know a way to make you even harder. Here, pull on my sleeve. Let me get these robes off. That's quite a look you got there. Been a while since you've seen tits. Or, are mine the only ones you've seen? Oh, you're precious. Well, it's been so long since you've seen them. Why don't you get a reacquainted? Here, I'll bring them right up to your face so you can. Oh, yes. That's good. That's. Fuck. Yeah, just suck on them. Just like that. Use your tongue to. Oh. Oh my. You're a quick learner, I see. You can be a little rough with them if you want. Suck hard and you can bite just a little. I said just a little. I've got enough war wounds. Thank you very much. Yeah, switch to the other nipple and kiss it. Lick it. Oh my stars, that feels good. Grab my other tit and... I missed you so much. I missed you so, so... Do you like me grinding against you? Feels like you do. Feels like you're ready to bust out of your robes down there. And can you feel that? Can you feel how hot I am? How wet you're making me? Oh, fuck. Come on, let me show you. Let me just stand up for a second so we can get the rest of these robes off. Okay, so here we are again. Sit back down. Let me get back in your lap. No, I won't put it in yet. I don't want to rush you. I'll get us warmed up first. Just here. Let me press my pussy against the underside of your cock. And just rock back and forth. Oh, fuck. How does that feel? I'm so wet already. Can you feel it? Can you feel my folds sliding over your shaft? So warm. I can feel you twitching. You're making me twitch too. like lightning bolts shooting out of you. Out of your cock. And into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Kiss me. I'm gonna put you in now, okay? You're nervous, I can sense it, but you don't have to worry, okay? I'll take care of everything, I promise. I'm gonna make you feel really, really good. You just sit back and enjoy it, okay? Trust me. Every inch of you, it's perfect. No, don't move. Just stay right here for a second. Fuck. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, my... You can buck up into me if you want, but just feel this, okay? Really, really feel this. Feel my pussy. Feel my tits. But feel my heart, okay? Feel my heart. Feel me. Feel my mind inside yours. Feel. Fuck. Shit, I think I'm gonna come already. Yeah, hold me tight, grab me. I'm gonna come. Reach into my mind, baby, feel it with me, fuck. Feel it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Holy shit. That was incredible. Oh my god, I'm still fucking coming. So fast, too. Fuck. Are you sure you've never done this before? No, I believe you. I believe you. Shit, let me catch my breath for a second. Did you come too? No? That's okay. We can fix that. Did you feel it? When I came, did you feel that moment where everything just felt perfect and infinite? Like we were the same? Good. I thought so. It was pretty intense, right? Yeah, I didn't realize until now, but or maybe I did deep down. I don't know, just that's what I've been missing, you know? That feeling, that connection to the universe, to everything, to you. I think for the last few years, there's been a hole inside of me, a hole shaped like you. I think I might have called you baby for a second. I didn't really mean to. It just sort of slipped out. Was that okay? Did it bother you? No? Good. Would you mind if I kept calling you baby? Okay. Good. Because I think I want to call you that. Calling you that feels right. So then, baby, it feels like you're still ready to go. How should we take care of you? You want to be on top? Wow, look at you. You sure picking this up fast. Okay, let me just lay our robes down right here. They'll make a nice little love nest. And I'll lay it down. There. Now you just lay down on top of me. Yeah, just like that. Just like, perfect. Now just push it in, baby. Nice and slow. Nice and... Oh, fuck. Oh my... Yeah, that's good, baby. That's so good. Now just thrust into me. In and out. Slowly, so I can, oh fuck, baby, oh fuck, yes, baby, just like that, oh shit, yes, keep going, baby, keep going, kiss me, please, Yes, baby. That's so good. You're doing so good. Keep going. Keep fucking me. Keep. Yes. Yes. A little faster now, baby. a little faster. Fuck me faster. Fuck me. Fuck me deep, baby. Fuck. Fuck me. Yes. I can feel your mind. I can feel your feelings. I can feel every inch of your body. I can feel everything. Like, we're the same body. Like, we have the same mind. Shit. Baby, fuck me. Fuck me and make me feel it. Make me feel it. Make me... Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck me. Faster. Fuck me harder. Harder, baby. Holy shit, yes. You're so high. You're so strong. Fuck. My arms wrapped around... Ah, yes. Fuck me. Fuck. Keep... Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Keep... I'm gonna come again, baby. I'm gonna come, and I want you to come with me this time, okay? I want you to come inside me, okay? Yeah. Do it. Fuck me hard, baby. Fuck me hard. And come with me. Come with me, baby. Come inside me. Come with me. Come with me. Sharing that with me. You're really beautiful. You know that? I mean, you're good to look at, sure, but inside, I mean, in these moments, I can see inside you, and there's just nothing but light. It's so gorgeous. Just, I don't know. You're incredible. Come here. Roll over so I can lay my head on your chest. That's what I need right now. No. Just lay here, okay? Lay with me. We have nowhere to be, so let's just be here. Together. Connected. I am a little cold, though. Here, let me pull our robes over us. Should make a nice little blanket. There. Perfect. Just perfect. Yeah, sorry, I had to do it. Kiss attack there. It's just so beautiful being here with you, being together. I'm really happy. Like, happier than I've been in a long time. Maybe happier than I've ever been. Good. I'm glad you're happy too, baby. It means a lot to me. Hey, can we? Do you? Shit. Listen, I want to talk to you about something. At this rate, we won't make it back to the rendezvous point for a long time. Hours. We're probably not even out of the outer rim yet. And I know you're excited to get back. I mean, I can feel how ready you are. What if we put some different coordinates into the nav computer? What if we turned off the tracking module and just went off on our own. What if... what if we left the Jedi and never came back? Well, yeah, I know that. I know we swore an oath. But an oath to what? Do you ever think about that? It's just, when I joined the Jedi, they told me such amazing stories about valiant heroes facing impossible odds, saving the galaxy no matter what. That's what I wanted, you know? I wanted to save people. I wanted to save everyone. No compromises, no excuses. But that's not what I've been doing. I haven't been allowed to do it. Like, sometimes it seems like the Jedi don't... like, they aren't interested in saving people. Like, they'd throw millions of people to the wind to... I don't know. To win. And I just don't know if I can do it anymore. I've been trying so fucking hard, you know? But everywhere I look, there's just... nothing. No peace, no freedom, no love. But it doesn't have to be that way. Not for us. We can still escape all this. Baby, we can, I don't know, we can just go. Find a quiet corner of the galaxy, throw our lightsabers out the airlock, and just live. Forget the Jedi, forget the war, and be happy. Just you and me, together. So, what do you think? Will you come away with me? No, it's not like that. No, you're not listening to me. I only meant... I understand that. I really do, but I can't... I want to do it for us, baby. For us. And, no, I know. We swore an oath. I know that. But if you would just let me talk... If you could stop talking about the Jedi and... No. Fuck the Jedi. I will not go back. Do you hear me? I can't. I won't be just a weapon for a short-sighted, ignorant, heartless regime anymore. I won't. For the last 5 years, not a day has gone by without somebody telling me who I can and can't help. I have had to abandon so many people. People who I could have saved. I could have saved them. I could have helped. But no... I had to watch them die. I had to turn my back on innocent people. People who would still be alive if they hadn't been caught in the middle of this stupid, selfish, meaningless war. Their blood is on my hands and it will never come off. Just following orders, right? Just... no. 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 I'm done. It's over. I refuse to keep up this farce any longer. This sick, cruel joke of an order that will stand proudly on top of a mountain of bodies as long as it can pretend it will avenge them. And I'm leaving. But I don't know if I can do it alone. I'm scared. I've always been scared. I need you. I need you beside me. Strong enough. Not without you. You make me strong. And I need your strength now. Now more than ever. This is the only way. You have to see that, don't you? Don't you? Please, come with me. Stay with me forever. We can be happy, but only if we leave. Just please. You don't mean that. You can't do this. You can't. Don't you see that this war is never going to end? Can't you see that we're both going to
We're both going to die out there. For nothing. Don't you care that we'll have to keep doing this forever? Don't you care that I need you? Don't you care that I love you? That I always have? Doesn't that matter to you? No. No. We're connected. I trusted you. How could you do this to me? After all this time? After all these lonely nights reaching out in the dark, how could you abandon me? Well, I guess you are a true Jedi after all, then. I hope your principles can keep you warm at night. I guess they're all that matters. No, don't! Do not touch me! Don't speak! You coward. You miserable fucking coward. I would have given up. For you. Everything. And now you're gonna pretend this never happened. That this thing between us, this bond, that it's not real. You know it's real. You know it, and you can't. How dare you? You bastard. How can you say that? You know me. You know me. I was a Jedi. I'm not some temptress here to lead you astray. I don't give a fuck about the dark side, and you know that. All I cared about was us. Everything I've said, everything I've done has been for us. I guess there is no us, is there? Give me my robe. I'm rerouting the nav computer. You can drop me off at a border colony. Don't worry, it's just a pit stop. You'll be back to your order in no time. What? Are you gonna try to stop me? I didn't think so. You know, I should thank you. You've taught me a lot today. I was wrong. I was wrong about this war. I was wrong about the Jedi. And I was wrong about you. You can't love. You don't even know what love is. No Jedi does. All you know is order. And I hope it serves you well. I hope that someday you see this universe the way I do. I hope you suffer like I have. I hope you have to destroy everything you hold dear. I hope you see horror. Then maybe you'll understand. And when you do, I won't be there to help you. No one will be. No one.